The children of Syria are traumatized. Crisis in the region spurs opportunity for hope, and China is in leadership transition. We'll tell you what that means on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United Nations General Assembly started off with a report on how Syria's civil war is hurting kids. The humanitarian group Save the Children says the trauma to kids is appalling. Sat7's George McKean agrees. What's more,
now we hear about kids who were involved and being used to force the families to be in one side or another.
This could warp a whole generation. McKean says Sat7 Kids has been providing programming that shares biblical hope. It's a refuge from the reality of shelling, uncertainty, and daily death.
We make sure that our programs doesn't have anything that can be disturbing to kids. And we are making sure that we present them with programs that can be supportive in such difficult times.
Sat7's staff understands what it is to live in uncertainty. The ministry focuses Christian satellite television programming to the Middle East and North Africa. Pray wisdom and boldness as they tackle some of the touchier issues with kids. Next, the United Nations says humanitarian needs have deepened as security conditions deteriorate in Damascus, Aleppo, and other areas. To help the refugees, the Jesus Film Project partnered with Global Aid Network, Josh McDowell Ministries, and churches in Lebanon and Jordan. Christian workers are providing emergency aid as well as the Jesus Film. Many of the refugees have been watching it over and over with their hosts in Lebanon and Jordan. Pray for transformed hearts. This is Mission Network News. It's leadership transition time in China. It happens every 5 years. How will this affect ministry in China? President of Voice of China in Asia, Jonathan Brooks, says Chinese officials want harmony during this time. He says nobody's certain what will happen, especially now.
Right now, there's not much outside political pressure on China to do much of anything. So we are concerned. We feel like now is a time to really be touching China for Jesus Christ. Because with the transitions, we just don't know which way things will go for China and its believers.
Despite these uncertainties, Brooks says pastor training continues.
The Voice of China in Asia has taken on the task of providing rural pastors with training that they've never thought they could have before. We go into rural areas and gather rural pastors. We bring them in for a two-day seminar, and we give them a pastor study Bible, and we teach them how to use it.
$25 buys a pastor study Bible. To give, click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, last week, we told you how InterVarsity Christian Fellowship decided to take the Urbana Experience on tour. Urbana on Campus kicked off last Friday at Harvard University. We caught up with Urbana director Tom Lynn to see how it went.
The turnout was phenomenal. It was a very powerful event.
Urbana on Campus introduces students to the themes of Urbana 12, InterVarsity's 23rd Student Missions Conference. Unlike a typical campus ministry event, students learn about global missions. Lynn says they'll visit a total of 12 campuses throughout the U.S. and Canada. This Friday, they'll visit James Madison University and California Polytechnic. Pray for God's will to be done.
They can be praying that God would move the people that he would want to move to register and come to Urbana 12.
Not sure what Urbana 12 is? Well, you can find a bunch of resources and information about the conference through links at missionnetworknews.org. And Africa Inland Mission says a new program offered at Shalom University could have far-reaching impact in Central Africa. Starting this year, Shalom will be the first evangelical school in the Democratic Republic of Congo to offer a doctorate program in theology. This will provide African churches with native theologians capable of tackling spiritual issues unique to Africa. Pray for African students who are passionate about connecting their world to Scripture. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With all the bad news in the Muslim world, have you heard the good news? Moderate Muslims are coming to Christ. As you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Dreams and Visions. Is Jesus Awakening the Muslim World? 23 Miraculous Stories of Muslims Turning to Christ. Get your copy when you click on the Dreams and Visions link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.